Hey, hey, hey. So on this midweek mom chat, I am just going to answer questions because I asked y'all, what do you want me to talk about? And a bunch of y'all have questions. So let's just go through them. Question number one, and I get a lot of questions about this. Diet and exercise and when you allow yourself to splurge or eat out. Okay, so as you guys know, I have been talking about a new system I've been doing this year called Profile by Sanford. And also, as y'all know, I've struggled with different like eating disorders. Nothing ever crazy, but like I struggled with like being bulimic a little bit here and there. I call it exercise anorexia, where you work out a ton to try to burn off all the calories that you ate. Every diet in the world, from Atkins, which is like no carbs, to juice cleanses, to vegetarian, to, which is a great lifestyle. I actually pretty much try to eat vegetarian when I can. I eat meat too, but I just sometimes meat grosses me out. I just prefer the vegetarian lifestyle. But I've just done every fad diet. I eat that cayenne pepper and like lemon and water juice cleanse. I've done everything. Diet pills, all the stuff. And once I got pregnant and had Sunny, I really started to view my body differently. And I started realizing that my body is amazing and that I'm getting to grow this life inside of me. And I didn't want to focus on body image because what I was doing was so spiritual. And as also y'all know, people who followed along with me on this journey, we tried to have a baby for like a year and we went through miscarriages and stuff like that. And so like when I got pregnant, I was like, okay, my body is amazing. Like I really like am so grateful for this opportunity. Like I do not want to be plagued by body image stuff and like miss this spiritual experience. So I really stopped dieting, and I had stopped dieting before that because I just didn't want to, I couldn't do it anymore. Like I found hot yoga. That actually really helped me, to be honest with you. Hot yoga started transforming my mind and my life and my body. And it was first exercise I found that I loved. So that's something I would encourage you to do, is find an exercise that you actually love to do, even if it's just walking. Because if you're making yourself like get on a treadmill and run, and you hate getting on a treadmill and running, then it's going to feel like work or torture. Or if you're making yourself go to the gym and do a Stairmaster and do weights and stuff and you hate it, then like it's going to feel awful. So I would just find a way to move your body that you love. For me, it has been hard since having Sunny to exercise, just because my days are so jam-packed, and I know all y'all's days are probably so jam-packed and it's so hard to find time to exercise. And when you do have a little bit of downtime, the last thing you want to do is go exercise. But what I'm doing is walking. And my husband and I love to go for walks. So Michael and I we'll go for like 4 mile walks. And we went for a 4 mile walk the other day with Sunny and the sunshine. And that is really what I love. And you can get a great workout. So, but I've been doing Profile by Sanford, which is this awesome company. I really, really have enjoyed working with them because they tailor make a program for you based on your lifestyle and your goals and what is really achievable for you. Not like, that's another thing. Like I'm not trying to set myself up for failure this year. I don't want to have all these goals that I can't keep because they're too hard for me to keep at this point in my life. Like I know right now at my life, I am taking care of Sunny, keeping this house going, keeping all her needs met, keeping all my needs, Michael's needs met, running my podcast, running my business, which is just me. And it's a lot. Like I am actually about to start trying to get a little help, try to have a part-time someone help me with social media and content creating. So if any of you guys are good at content creating and running websites and YouTube and editing videos, please email me. I'm looking for someone to help me a little bit part-time in Nashville and take pictures. Anyway, but I like Profile by Sanford because I went in there and I was like, listen, and you get a coach every week. My coach is Colleen. She's awesome. I love her. And we actually have like therapy sessions together. She's great. I was like, listen, I've had a bad relationship with food in my past. And where I was like, certain foods are bad. Certain foods are good. You can't eat this. You can only eat this. You got to work out. Diet, 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 diet. And I'm not trying to live that life. And she was like, I totally hear you. We don't do diets here. It's all about helping yourself just make healthy choices and come up with good eating plans. They have amazing shakes that I love. So if you're ever starving or in a bind, I just make one of these shakes and they have tons of flavors. I like the strawberry and the banana cream pie and it's great. And like it like gets that sweet tooth craving. And they just like go through each week meal plans and like talk about your cravings and what you want and come up with better options. Instead of eating a Kit Kat bar, eat a shake or make what is that kind of pudding with the chia seed puddings, or have some oat milk, or make, I mean, just like they help you come up with plans. And then they also have pre-made food and bars and all sorts of stuff. I've really enjoyed it. So y'all check them out, Profiled by Stanford. I have a, on my highlight reel on my Instagram, I have a thing that says profile. So if y'all are wanting to follow along with my journey, check that out. But I really enjoyed that. And they're also encouraging me, Colleen's encouraging me to exercise and just don't do anything I can't do. Cause I was like, I can't go 4 times a week. I can't. Like at this point in my life, I just don't have the energy for it. I don't have the time for it. I'm not going to leave Sunny. We have the Peloton bike and I've got to start doing that because I do love it. But I'm just tired and I'm not trying to make an excuse, but I am tired at the end of the day. And I know everyone is tired at the end of the day, but I haven't wanted to exercise. So I've just started walking and I've loved that. And I've started adding in yoga. I went to hot yoga last week and I'm trying to go once a week. Baby steps back in. And that's why I like Profile, because Profile by Stanford, the program, because they just help me to take those baby steps, and they're not forcing me to like move at a pace that's too fast for me, because right now I'm just working my way back into it. So to answer your question, that was a long roundabout way to get to your question. I allow myself to splurge and eat out anytime I want to. I want to on the daily eat healthy, but if I am craving something, I'm going to go have it. Like I'm not going to live my life in deprivation. If there's another choice that does the trick, then that's healthy for me, I'm going to go with that. But if I have to have a hot chocolate chip cookie with ice cream, I'm not going to say no, but I'm just going to try to be reasonable about it. I don't know. So that's how I'm doing it. I just don't want to put any pressure on myself or make myself feel bad. Because I think when you start making yourself feel bad, then you're not enjoying what you're doing. And if you're going to go ahead and eat the Kit Kat or the chocolate chip cookie, you might as well enjoy it and not feel bad. You know, I just don't overeat. That's another thing. I used to overeat, binge and purge and all that. And like, I just do not overeat anymore. Like when I'm full, I'm full. I know I can have it again later. Like I don't have to eat the whole thing right now. Relationships post baby. That's a great question. I mean, I think every relationship I have has changed post baby because my whole life has changed. I don't view life the same at all anymore. Friendships, I used to be the friend that would, if I got invited, I would go. I loved social events. My husband and I are really social and we love going out and being involved with the community and all sorts of stuff. And we still love that. But like, I don't know, after having Sunny, I don't want to leave. Like I still get anxiety leaving her with a babysitter. I have several babysitters in our night nurse, Paula from Nashville Baby Boss. Y'all check her out. That I trust, but still like, I like being the one with Sunny. I like being here and doing her routine with her and feeding her and playing with her and loving on her and having moments with her every day and putting her to sleep and giving her a bath. Like I want to be that one to do that. And so I'm also like worried that, you know, other people aren't going to do it the way that I want to do it. Or I don't know. I just have that mama bird, super protective vibe over her, which I think is normal. And most moms have it, especially new moms. So don't want to leave her. So for me to go somewhere and do something, it has to really, I'm very selective now. Let's put it that way. Used to before, I would go to lunch with friends all the time. I was out and about doing everything. And now it's like, I'm not just going to go have a casual lunch with a friend. Like if I haven't caught up with a friend in a long time and we need to catch up, or if there's something happening, or if there's like a woman's group get together that matters to me, like I do prioritize that stuff because I do think it's important to keep your girlfriends and your friendships up and stay connected. Like you don't want to get totally on an island where you're just all by yourself if you can help it. But even just a phone call, like I'll have phone dates now with people more. And because when Sunny's napping, I'll just call people on the phone or, you know, just check in that way. Like you don't, I just, every relationship has changed because Sunny is the priority. She is. And like being here for her and being able to take care of her. And then I work all the other times. Like I'm literally, it is 9 o'clock right now and I'm recording this podcast at night. Because I have literally recorded a podcast earlier today. I was editing a video. I was doing some brand stuff and taking care of Sunny. And now it's 9 o'clock and I'm just now having time to get to this. And I want to get to this, but it's like, you just don't have any time. I don't have any extra time anymore. And if I do have extra time, I just want to spend it with Michael and Sunny. So, and my relationship with Michael has changed because, I mean, we're both tired, you know, like, it's gotten deeper on it. It's, everyone always says that, like it gets deeper, and it has gotten deeper because we now have something so much bigger than, I don't know if I'm going to say this right. It's not bigger than our love. Like Michael and I still like love each other so much, but like our love made a human and now we are fully in charge of this human's life right now. And it's like, whoa, I think we feel driven to work harder in our careers. We feel driven to show up for Sunny all the time. Like you're tired because you're nonstop doing stuff. And so it's like before, I mean, Michael and I would work and then we'd have all the rest of the time to do whatever we want, you know? And now it's like we're working and he's on the road and a musician. So when he goes on the road, he obviously doesn't get to be with Sunny, which I know he misses her, but he can kind of have a little bit of, and I guess not, it wouldn't be, it's not a little bit of just having that old lifestyle a little bit where, you know, you can wake up when you want to wake up or need to wake up, not when the baby wakes you up and all that. But for the most part, we are 20 pretty much just on an intense Sunny schedule, and it's great and it's amazing. And I would say everything has gotten harder in the sense that like you just are going nonstop and every second of your day is valuable. Whereas before I had a lot of time that I could just leisurely spend places and that's why I was super social. Now it's like I am not super social, but I'm grateful for the season of my life right now because I love it. I love that no is my first response to things instead of yes. Like, I love that I'm being selective and my time management has gotten so good. I mean, I unfortunately show up late now because getting out of the house with a kid, like, I feel like I'm like 20 minutes late everywhere I go, which is terrible. But like, if she's napping and she's not up yet and there's something happening, like a friend's get together or somebody's having like a birthday party, like, I'm gonna let her finish her nap. Because if she didn't finish her nap, she's going to be crying and she's going to be tired. I mean, you know, it's just like your priorities completely change. Or if she wakes up and I got to feed her and like she's not taking her bottle, like I want to get the bottle down before we get in the car. And then when you get in the car, you got to pack like 17,000 things to get out of the house. So everything has changed because it's, like I said, it's like harder to leave. Like it's much more of an ordeal. You got to get a babysitter. You got to pack up basically your whole baby nursery when you leave, like all that stuff. But it is so fulfilling and it's made me just get laser focused on what matters to me. And that for that, I'm grateful because I definitely know what matters to me. Like when something comes up or I get an opportunity to do something, I know immediately if it's worth going to the trouble to get there with Sunny or to go into the trouble to get a babysitter to go, or if it's just not going to happen for me right now. And so it's definitely allowed me to filter and prioritize what really matters. And at the end of the day, nothing matters more than her. It does matter to me to keep myself going, to keep my career growing and to keep my life going and my friendships going and my marriage going. Like, that all matters to me. So there's balance, but I would say my relationships have changed. I just don't have all this time to just be anywhere, anytime, doing anything. I'm just not on my own schedule anymore. I'm on Sunday's schedule. And so it has to be a major hell yes for me to leave her. And so that's how it's all changed. But as far as like romance and stuff, Michael and I still have romance and we still love each other. I think when you're young, in your 20s and you're working and you don't have any other responsibility, and it's a lot easier to have romance all the time, but we prioritize each other. And so you just prioritize it and you don't forget that you love each other and, you know, make time for each other. It's not like, you know, you're not like just rolling around in the bed 24 hours a day, maybe like you did in your early 20s or when you first were meeting without kids, but it's still there and it's deeper. And I feel grateful for it because we have a big focus. Like, we have big goals and we have a family, and it's like awesome to be in this family unit with someone and to be on somebody's team. And we both are really have passion and a big purpose together, and it's awesome. So I would say it's hard, but hard isn't bad. Hard is good. Like, nothing worth doing is easy. And so it's hard, but like, it's good hard. Everything I'm doing, I want to do. And I said that to myself the other day, like, I'm busier than I've ever been, and I'm more tired than I've ever been, and my days are so jam-packed more than they've ever been, but everything I'm doing, I love to do. I love getting to wake up and take care of Sunny. I love getting to wake up and do my podcast and work on brand deals that I love and like partner with different companies that I love and collaborate with people that I love. I love getting to dream with Michael and be a part of his career, and I love watching him work so hard to achieve his goals. So I love what we're doing. I love my family. I love my friends. I love making time for them. I love my life. I'm tired more than I've ever been, but I love it. And everything I'm doing has meaning to me, and that feels really, really good. What advice would you tell your 20-year-old self? Be free. Live it up and do exactly what you did. Like, I love how my 20-year-old self did it. I would tell her to drop the anxiety, but I would tell myself that now at 36. Like, try not to have anxiety, because anxiety doesn't get you anywhere. Worrying is a waste of time, and what you worry about most likely will never happen. And there's so many things that can happen. Nobody's exempt from stuff happening. There's so much fear in the world, but also there's so much love and joy in the world. And so we can't control what's going to happen. And that's what happened to me with Sunny in the beginning. In her first 3 months of life, like, I was so, and I still have anxiety, but I was so anxious about everything. So worried about everything that could happen to her, like anything that could go wrong. Finally, I'm like, I just can't live like that. There's so many things that could go right too. And if something is going to happen to any of us, it's going to probably happen whether we're worried about it or not. And so why not enjoy the people in your life? Like, I want to wake up every day and enjoy Sunny without a knot in my stomach because I'm fearful of what can happen in the world. I want to wake up every day and have peace in my stomach and be like, I'm going to love the shit out of this child today because she is such a blessing to me. I love her little smile, her little laugh. I love watching her try to do new things. Like, today she's trying to learn how to crawl. I don't want to sit around and live in fear. I want to be in that moment. And whatever comes our way, I will lean on God and deal with it then, but I am not going to sit around and doomsday myself and miss my beautiful blessings in my life that I prayed so much for and that I am so grateful to have, because I'm sitting around worrying about all this awful shit circulating in the world. I'm going to deal with what I need to deal with when I need to deal with it. And until then, I'm gonna really try hard not to have anxiety. And that's what I would have told my younger self. I would have said, you're doing it. You, cause I went for stuff. I still do. Like, I'm not scared to jump. I'm not scared to take a risk. I'm not scared to go all in. I'm not scared to fall flat on my face. I'm not scared to pick myself up. I'm always, always good at following my heart. And when I get those nudges and that instinct and those big pushes inside of me that I feel like I got to go somewhere and make a move and do it, and like, this is the right direction, even if I have no idea what I'm doing, I will go for it. I always have. I always will. And I did that a lot in my 20s. And it was so great. I ended up doing the Amazing Race a couple times. I've been in a couple record deals. I've gotten to travel the world, meet awesome people, go to amazing experiences, and learn so much. Had awesome jobs and just gotten to learn so much and experience so much because I was never scared to take a risk. But I would say, what would I tell my 20-year-old self? Go for it. When you get opportunities, take them. Take them. Never abandon the responsibilities that you have in your life. If you are a young mom or if you are in a relationship, you know, like a marriage or something, and if it's not abusive, like, never abandon your responsibilities. If you have big responsibilities, take care of those responsibilities. But also, when you get an opportunity that works with your responsibilities, take those opportunities. And if you don't have any responsibilities, fly, little bird. Fly, fly, fly. You will have the rest of your life to be tied up in a job and be in a relationship, and all that stuff is wonderful. But be free as long as you feel like you want to be free, if you can, because it's a beautiful thing to have that kind of freedom. A lot of people don't get the chance to be that free. A lot of people don't get the chance to follow their heart. I mean, I pray that everyone does get the chance to follow their heart. That's not what I mean. Everyone can follow their heart. But if you have a chance to be just wide open and free, be safe, be smart, but be adventurous and go for it. Because this is our one life and we never know how long we get. So go for it at any phase of your life. I would continue on with this conversation by saying, wherever you are in your life, go for it. Like, you hear all these stories of people who are in all different types of situations and they make their dreams come true and they take a jump and they go for it. But like, live your life in a way that you feel excited to wake up every day and figure out how to do that. Like, wherever you are, figure out how you can be excited to wake up every day. What makes you excited? My dad always says you need to have something you're looking forward to at all times. Whether that is just coming home and making a chocolate Danish because you love to cook and taking a bubble bath or whatever, or if it's taking a long weekend getaway and going camping in a park. I don't know. Something that excites you, that makes you feel excited and eager to be alive. Find something that you look forward to and find a reason to wake up every day that makes you excited. Because this is our life. This is it, y'all. We're in it. You don't just want to get through it. You want to thrive and you want to be happy and you want to enjoy it however you can. And there is a way to enjoy it at any circumstance, in any situation you're in. There's something to have hope for and to enjoy, and find it. Find it. Find your motivation to be alive every day. Postpartum anxiety. Yep, I have had that terribly. I've had really bad postpartum anxiety. The first like 3 to 4 months were really intense for me. I was weeping all the time, knots in my stomach constantly, a fear of what could go wrong, overwhelming ways of love that was so overwhelming. It hurt me, like literally made me physically feel ill and like hurt, painful, like inside of me, like feeling pain. And I think that I'm just dealing with it in the way that I try to deal with everything. And just, I let myself feel stuff because I think you got to feel it. And I think you can't suppress stuff. So I let myself feel all my deep feelings. I let myself cry. And I talked to Laura Hutfliss. She was on one of my podcasts and she's done a lot of work on grief. And crying, tears are a way to get that grief, that locked up grief and pain out of your body. So I think if you can cry, cry and sob and beat a pillow and let it out and feel it all the way to the very bottom. And I do that. I'm really good at feeling stuff all the way to the bottom. And then once I've done that a few times and I get tired of being at the bottom. Like I get tired of that overwhelming feeling of just sadness and like overwhelmingness. And it's like, okay, I got to make a move. I can't stay here anymore. I've let myself feel it. So what are we going to do now? And I just let myself take a next baby step and then a next baby step and then a next baby step. Same thing I'm doing with like working out and eating well and getting back in shape. It's like, I'm not trying to get to Cindy Crawford's supermodel status today or ever. But what I am trying to do is take baby steps every day to just move towards the light, move towards improvement, move towards feeling good, move towards happiness, move towards peace, and move away from anxiety and move away from shame. Or like, I have not shamed my body this whole pregnancy. Like I have had so much grace for my body, even though like it has been crazy to look at the changes. I always knew what a miracle. So like I haven't had shame with any of that, but with my anxiety, I've had so much anxiety, but I just baby step it. So it's like, okay, for a while I couldn't get out of it. It was very overwhelming and I had to feel it all the way to the bottom. Then I got to a point where I was done with feeling it on that heavy of a level. And so it's like, okay, let me work in some walks and some exercise just to like let me go for a walk to try to just move some of this energy out, to breathe air, to keep going. Let me listen to some podcasts that are encouraging. Let me talk to some friends who can give me some good advice. Let me realize that there's so much to have anxiety about that I can't, it's almost not worth having anxiety because I can't have enough anxiety to eliminate all the anxiety that exists out there for things that can happen. So it's like, I might as well give it up to God, if that makes any sense. So that's how I've been working on that. Finances of having a baby. I mean, you know, babies are, they're expensive because you got to get all that stuff, but you can also get, there's a lot of stuff, but then there's also just like bare necessities that you need. Like you need a crib of some sort. There's a lot of bottles and all sorts of supplies. But then, I mean, they are expensive, but it's like you can, people have babies on all different types of budgets all the time. I think you just have to get intentional with your budgeting and like not, you know, you just can't, you just have to really be aware of where you're spending and what really matters. And it all just goes back to being intentional and like getting what you need and not anything extra. Don't go shopping if you need, if money's tight, then don't spend it on stuff that you don't need. Only spend it on stuff you need. And like, I don't know, just I think intentional living comes full force with the baby and everything you do, including finances. It's like, no longer am I going to just, I don't know, like I stopped getting my nails done because I don't want to spend $70 every 2 to 3 weeks to get my nails done. That's not a priority to me. I'd rather put that money somewhere else. So it's just like figuring out where you can cut cost, you know, that you don't really need. I kind of talked about romance after baby. And now Michael and I, we're so sexy. We get in bed and we put our mouth guards in and our socks. And I'll sleep in like my whole outfit that I had on that day, like sweatpants and sweatshirt. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, I gotta get back to cute pajamas. And but you know what? It's great because I think we're in this thing together. We're a team. And that is really sexy if you ask me. To have a partner who this is sound creepy. I was watching Michael breathe last night because I was wide awake at like 3 a.m. I couldn't, my mind was racing. Of course, I need to go to sleep. I'm so tired, but when I finally get in bed, I can't go to sleep. My mind's racing. And I was watching him breathe and I was like, man, this man shows up for me every day. Like he lays next to me in bed every day. He comes home to me every day. He loves on Sunny every day. He loves on me every day. He chooses me every day. Like, I was like, here he is just sleeping next to me. How many nights have we slept next together? And people take that for granted, but I'm like, here's someone who loves me and is like picking me every day. And I'm picking him every day. And that is really like big. That is romantic. That is sexy. That is love. That is like commitment. And that feels so good to have a partner who wants to be here and like wants to show up and be in this and build a life with me. Like that to me is so romantic. And I'm so thankful for Michael that he is that kind of guy. And I don't take it for granted. I mean, sometimes we get on each other's nerves, no doubt, but I don't take it for granted that he picks me every day. And I don't know, something about the fact last night that it just clicked in my head, like, he sleeps in bed next to me every day. Like, that's where he comes home to. Like, this is his home. Like, me, I'm his home, and he's mine, and we've just decided to choose each other, and that's really a big decision, and it's a choice you make every single day, and we've been making that forever. Like, we've been, I mean, married almost 6 years now. It's awesome. It's so cool. And just remembering to be grateful for those kind of things. Like, you don't have to throw each other up against a wall every day. And that's fun. Yes. Have we had that in our life? Of course. What other waves of it? Yes. But like, we have like a deep bond, and I don't know. I just think that that's really, really cool and really beautiful and really special. Like, I'm so thankful. Someone's so nice to me. How amazing you are and how you're killing the mom game. Oh, that's my best friend, Katie. Katie, aren't you nice to me? Hey, Katie Arby, you're killing the mom game. You know what? We're all killing the mom game. We're trying as hard as we can, and we're doing the best we can, and we're making it work, and we're evolving as we go. And that's all we can do, and give ourselves grace and love, and just try to be the best you can every single day, and choose, take moments of pause. Like, if you feel stressed or frustrated, let yourself feel what you need to feel, but like, take a minute before reacting and try to respond in love always to yourself as well. That would get, someone said, working on mom guilt and self-care. I think for self-care, I think I'm going to wrap up on this one, you guys, because, I'm tired. I gotta go to bed. It's 9:30. Mom is tired. With self-care, okay, this would be my self-care. Like, I am gonna go get in bed. I gotta pump. And then Michael and I are gonna watch a little Netflix and go to bed. Even just like, I took a bath tonight when Sunny went to sleep. I took a bath for like 20 minutes and I just like let myself relax. I think if you can just find a tiny little moment to give yourself care, self-care. And something that I want to encourage you guys, I interviewed Mary Lawless Lee today. Her podcast is coming out Monday. It's so good. She is a big time fashion blogger. Her blog is called Happily Gray. And she was talking about how she and her husband just put on praise music in the morning when they're getting ready for work and listen to it together, and how that's just set the tone for her day. So even if you don't have a whole lot of time for self-care, like to do something that takes time, if you're in a commute or you're driving, put on praise music, put on an inspirational podcast, put on a book on tape that lifts you up. Do something in tandem with something else. So like, if you have to commute to get somewhere, put on something that you can hear that goes all over your body, that changes your mood, that calms you down, that makes you think about something bigger than yourself, that higher power, your bigger purpose. So whether it's like listening, like I said, listening to a book on tape, podcast, praise music when you're driving to work or on your lunch break, or I don't know, anywhere, just like when you're getting ready for work, making an intentional choice to stop the noise of the day that's going to just keep rolling and rolling and rolling, and you're going to get lost in that like a train on a track. Like, you're just going to get like rolled over. But instead, put some intentional breaks in your day where you're putting something else in your mind that reminds you to connect with yourself and love yourself. And then in turn, that will allow you to love others and be a better person and be a kinder person, because we're all really good people at our hearts. It's just the way it is. We all started off really pure and innocent, and we're all really good people, and we're trying the best we can. And we just got to remember to give ourselves a break and then to give others a break too. I love y'all. Good night.